I'd like to wish all of you a very holy and happy New Year's Day. We pray that this year will be for you a year filled with great peace, love, and joy for you and for your family. This is the greatest way to start out the new year by attending Mass on this holy day. And it's a holy day because it's the feast day of Mary, the Mother of God. And that's such a beautiful and important title. And not only does it show us that we're devoted to our Blessed Mother, because she truly is the Mother of our Lord and Savior, but that title, the Mother of God, actually is a Christocentric title that defends the divinity of Jesus Christ. The fact that we can call Mary the Mother of God, it means that Jesus Christ is our Lord and our God. And this understanding that we have as Christians, that Jesus Christ is God, does separate us from other world religions. When I was in college one Friday night, there was nothing else to do, so we decided to go down, me and a couple buddies of mine, to the Kingdom Hall of the Jehovah Witnesses, just to introduce ourselves and to get to know them and try to share the faith a little bit in a very friendly, evangelistic way. And so we went in there and we met some of the higher-ups in the Kingdom Hall. And we sat down with our Bibles and began to discuss the teachings of the church, which was really interesting, and to find out what they believed. And as you know, they don't believe in the Trinity, nor do they believe in the divinity of Christ, nor the importance of baptism. So we got into a discussion, first of all, about the divinity of Christ. And we opened our Bibles up. They opened their Bible. We opened our Bible up to John chapter 1, verse 1. And we thought, well, this would be a good place to start because this clearly shows the divinity of Christ. In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. It's referring, of course, to Jesus, the eternal Word of God. And that's a very clear view of the divinity of Christ. Well, they then read from their translation of the Bible, and it said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was a God, small g. In our translation, of course, it's capital G for God. We say the Word was God, but they said the Word was a God. They changed the translation to uphold their own belief that Jesus is not the Son of God. So, of course, we then went through other passages about the divinity of Christ, such as when Thomas, after the resurrection, said to Jesus, my Lord and my God. And notice Jesus did not tell him not to say that. He said, blessed are you, Thomas, but even more blessed are those who have not yet seen and yet believe. And we talked about the passage of Elizabeth, who said to the Blessed Mother, who am I that the mother of my Lord should come visit me? She's calling Mary the Mother of God. Who am I that the mother of my Lord should come to me? Then this passage from the second reading today, in the fullness of time, Paul says to the Galatians, God sent his Son, born of a woman, that he might make us adopted sons and daughters of God. And of course, there's many other passages that talk about the divinity of Christ in Scripture. When Jesus was before Annas and Caiaphas, the high priest, they said, are you the Christ, the Son of a living God? And Jesus said, I am, which is the word that only God, the name of God, that only God would use about himself. And that's why the high priest tore his garments, because Jesus claimed to be God. And that's why the Lord was put to death on the cross for our salvation, because he claimed to be the Son of God, which was equivalent to claiming to be God. So on this feast day, it is a feast day about the Blessed Mother, but it's in defense of the divinity of Christ, because it's the title Mary, the Mother of God, that has been called into question in the past. For example, in the early church, there was a heretic named Nestorius. And Nestorius got off track because he began to say that Christ was two persons, a human person and a divine person. And he said that Mary only gave birth to the human person, not to the divine person. And the church said, no, Nestorius, you're wrong, because Christ is one person. Christ is a divine person, the second person of the Blessed Trinity. He had a human nature. God became man. He assumed a human nature, but he remained a divine person. And so Mary does not give birth to a nature. She gives birth to a person. The person that she gave birth to is the Son of God. He is God. We can call then Mary, therefore we can call Mary the Mother of God. And as you know, it does not mean that we believe that Mary is the mother of the Trinity or somehow existed before God. That's not what we believe. We simply believe that Mary's Son, Jesus Christ, is God. Mary gave birth to Jesus Christ. Therefore, it's good Orthodox Christianity to call Mary the Mother of God. It's a defense of the divinity of Christ. Now, when the early bishops met at that council in the year 431, the Council of Ephesus, they had to discuss this, whether or not we can call Mary the Theotokos, the Mother of God, the God-bearer. And this council, as you might remember, only lasted one day. Vatican II lasted 3 years. This council lasted one day because it was very obvious. And the 150 bishops that met for that early council said, yes, Mary is Theotokos, the God-bearer, the Mother of God. And that council met because of Nestorius, who was denying, really, the divinity of Christ. He was getting confused, thinking that Christ was two persons, human and divine. And the church said, no, Jesus Christ is one person, a divine person. He is God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, one in being with the Father. And this incredible Son of God became incarnate in the womb of the Blessed Mother. And since Mary gave birth to him, we call her that beautiful title, the Mother of God. Well, we got into all sorts of discussions with our friends that night, and I don't think we convinced them. They didn't convince us. We went our separate ways. But it was interesting to see what different people believe about Christ. But we as Christians believe that Jesus Christ is Lord, that Jesus Christ is God. And I think it's really the Blessed Mother that keeps us on track spiritually, that if we have a good devotion and relationship with the Blessed Mother, she will not let us get off track theologically. In fact, that the beautiful prayer, the Hail Mary that we say, perfectly shows us that we believe that Christ is God and yet man. We say, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Therefore, we acknowledge the humanity of Christ, that God truly became man. But then we say, Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. We call her the Mother of God, which upholds our belief in the divinity of Christ. So isn't it so simple that even that the prayer, the Hail Mary, reaffirms true Orthodox Christian teachings about our Lord and Savior? He is truly God, but he's also truly man. So if you're close to the Blessed Mother, she is the Mother of Truth, because her Son, Jesus Christ, is the way, the truth, and the life. And if we're close to Mary, she won't let us go astray theologically. She shall always lead us to her Son, Jesus Christ, who truly is Lord and God. And on this New Year's Day, what I would recommend is that we especially pray for peace in the troubled areas of our world through the intercession of our Blessed Mother, that just as she gave the King of Peace to the world 2,000 years ago, the Prince of Peace came to us through her. So let's continue to pray for peace in the troubled areas of our world in this day and age in which we live. Back in the 1960s, Paul VI said that January 1st not only is the feast day of Mary, Mother of God, but he called it the World Day for Peace. And he put those 2 days together because he wants us to pray for peace in the world. We should especially pray for the end of terrorism, for the end of abortion, for anything that destroys life and destroys peace. And we should especially pray to the dear Lord, the Prince of Peace, as this new year begins, that this year of 2004 will be filled with God's peace. We pray that the Lord will have mercy upon the world to establish His peace in our hearts and our families and throughout the troubled areas of our world, and will establish this peace that we so desperately need in our culture, in our society today. So through Christ, the King of Peace, and Mary, the Queen of Peace, may their prayers for this world help bring us to the peace that we so desperately need in this coming year. God bless you.